Good morning to each and every listener of the broadcast. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving with plenty of food and clothing and shelter. But I'm reminded of the words of Jesus, who said, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth." So, what the world needs is the peace of God and not riches. The emptiness of riches. Can gold compassion or make reason shine? Can we dig peace or wisdom from the mine? Wisdom to gold prefer, for it is much less to make our fortune than our happiness. That happiness which great ones often see with rage and wonder in a low degree themselves unblessed. The poor are only poor, but what are they who droop amid their store? Nothing is meaner than a wretch of state. The happy only are the truly great. Peasants enjoy like appetites with kings, and those best satisfied with cheapest things. Now listen to this scripture. And a certain ruler asked him, saying, "Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? None is good save one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother." And he said, "All these have I kept from my youth up." Now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, "Yet lackest thou one thing. Sell all that thou hast, and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me." And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. Luke 18:18-23. Friends, I've been thinking about this young man. There's one thing especially that strikes me very forcibly in regard to his visit to Jesus. That is, when he left, he was very sorrowful. That seems rather unusual, doesn't it? Here a man came seeking truth. He wanted to be saved. I sincerely believe that he did. In fact, he'd been a good boy and had kept the commandments. No doubt he had not gone out into the vile sins of that day. But how unusual for a good man to come seeking the truth and then go away sorrowful. We might ask, well, why did he go away sorrowful? What was the reason? It surely was not because Jesus had not the power to forgive his sins, just like the man who had the palsy. Christ could have made him a saved man that very day. Now, would you like to know really why this man was so sad? Then listen to this scripture. In Matthew 16:24-26, "Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" So the reason that young man went away sorrowful was because he was unwilling to take up his cross and follow the Lord. Friends, do you know that's true today? There are just a lot of folks who profess a love for the truth. They know it is the thing which they need in the day of death, and they want to be saved in the end, but they're actually unwilling to take up their cross and live by the gospel and face the opposition which the world has to offer. Do you suppose this is the same man Jesus was speaking about when he told of the fellow who didn't know what to do with all his crops because his fields had brought forth so plentifully? Then he decided what he was going to do, or at least what he thought he was going to do. "Oh yes," he thought, "I'll pull down my barns and build bigger ones. There will I bestow all of my goods. And after that I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry." But do you know what God said to that man? "This night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided?" Now, let's take another example. We hope that your visit and contact with
with Christ will bring the results which this man's visitation did. In Luke, the 8th chapter, we read about a man who was far from a rich man. His conditions in life were not very pleasant. In fact, he lived among the tombs, and he didn't wear any clothing, and he just roamed the countryside. He could not be bound with chains, for he just broke the bonds and was driven of the devil into the wilderness. His life was one of unhappiness. The devils tormented him, for they had taken possession of him. But let me show you what a visit from Christ did for this man. The devils were cast into a herd of swine, which ran violently down a steep place and drowned themselves in a lake. But the 35th verse says, "Then they went out to see what was done, and came to Jesus, and found the man out of whom the devils were departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind." Now, notice especially that this man was sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. I believe he was thinking normally, soberly, and righteously. I believe he realized that he had come in contact with the master of his destiny, and it changed his life. He was made a new creature in Christ. Friends, what the world needs most is not a trip on powerful drugs such as LSD or tranquilizers or a shot of morphine, but they need the saving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there's no need for you to go away sorrowful from the truth. Embrace it and accept it, and it will be the best choice you have ever made. Listen to this poem. "The power of the cross. Yes, I was living to myself, was dead. Self with its hopes and dreams was all I had. But soon the Lord fulfilled my prayer to know the power of his cross, 'twas death below. I asked contrition, and he sent me pain, for purity, but anguish came again. I asked I might be meek, he broke my heart. I asked, I know not what, the better part. I asked to know what death was to the world, and quickly all my living hopes were spoiled. I asked to be like him, his image bearer. It lacerated me, the wounds I wear. I blindly prayed, not knowing how or what. He took me at my word, it mattered not. Then I began to shrink from following near, and well nigh prayed him to depart through fear. To suffer was not pleasing to the flesh. I feared to pray, lest suffering come afresh. But I had gone too far, on I must go. The virtues of his cross had charmed me so. In me his promise now fulfilled must be. I, lifted up, will draw all men to me. I had only heard of love, but now I feel it. Oh, I feel its fervent glow. He fastened on me such a look of love, withering to self, tender, all words above. Follow I must, whatever may betide. I love the cross. I shelter in his side, that riven side from which the glory beams, when life and healing flow in living streams. Only by gazing I become like him. His name shines out through me. He dwells within. My calling is to live with him alone, unlike all others, lacking what they own. Content to be by all the world despised, knowing that I by him am loved and prized. Content to be like him and call him mine, in fellowship ineffable, divine. Happy to lose the brighter portion here, that I may gain the weight of glory there. Happy that when I well nigh turned away, his hand was on me, would not let me stray. Happy to know that he does all in love, to bear the cross below, the crown above. Happy that not my will, but his be done. Happy in prospect of the rest of home." Let us pray. O Lord, bless each listener of the broadcast. And may no one hear the truth and then go away sorrowful because of the price which the Lord requires of those who serve thee. Instead, may they be as Zacchaeus of old, who came down from the sycamore tree and received the Lord joyfully. And our Father, as we draw near to the close of another year, we're grateful for thy blessings throughout the old and ask for guidance, wisdom, and courage to declare thy truth should we be permitted to enjoy the blessings of the new year. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hear now the song, I Met the Master, the singers Orlin and Alma Carver, Arnett and Genevieve Carver.
Like a babe when it cries for its mother, like a child I was helpless, alone. Then I met the Master. Now I am one of his own. For all things were changed when he found me.
If we have been a blessing to you on the broadcast, we'd be happy to hear from you. Address your letter to the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Be with us again next week at this same time for another Mission Trail broadcast on this same station. Till we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be with each of you and a very cheerful goodbye.